education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Benson, and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, while simultaneously calling you to triumph and enjoy the souls of your future.
When I think about His goodness, I know He's done
for me. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And verse number 26, for you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. God hath chosen things that are not, in other words, non-existent things, things that you don't see, things you can't touch, things that aren't in this reality. God uses those things to bring to naught, to change, to transform things that we see. Let me say it again. God uses non-existent things, things that are not in this reality. That's why our faith, our hope, has to not be in what we see, but in what we don't see. You don't see those things that are non-existent. They exist, but not in this reality. They're real, but they're not in this reality. That's why our hope has to be built upon that hope. And there's a hope that we have to hope against that will try to hem you in and limit you and cloud your vision and confuse your mind and trouble your spirit. Amen. Thinking that God has failed you. God is saying, no. Lift up your eyes from where you are. Lift up your spirit. Raise the bar of your thinking to that which is not existent in that realm. Because God calls things that are not as though they were until they are. He uses things that are non-existent in this realm. They're existing in another realm. In a realm you don't see with your natural eyes. God says, rise up and see, Joshua, that I've given you Jericho. Open your eyes. See that I've given it to you. It's not in this realm, but it's in another realm. But your faith, your hope will bring it into this realm. Herein lies the warfare. Daniel, the first day that you prayed, your words were heard. Yet the prince of Persia resisted us. We wage war in the spirit. We heard your call. We heard your prayer. We saw your heart. God dispatched us. But there were enemy spirits over this territory, resisting us. We had to call Michael in. But the first day, your words were heard. You did not change your words. You did not back off of your commitment. You stayed the course. Now we are here for your words. You have to understand the warfare. We're waging war for a city, for a county, a territory, displacing ancient spirits. I said ancient spirits. Spirits that were around here during slavery time. Spirits that have been around here for years and years. Amen. We are positioned to displace them. When Daniel read the book and he saw that the 70 years of captivity were up, God gave him that revelation to begin to pray and supplicate and intercede in behalf of the nation. And at 90 years old, he fasted and lay before God 21 days. Until the breakthrough came. Sometimes angels are already dispatched into your situation. But God's waiting for you to get your eyes off of the hope that you see. And trust God that he's dispatched those angels. That there's war going on. Sometimes when your spirit gets real heavy, it's because warfare is going on. There's a war going on in the spirit. That's not a time to give up and throw in the towel. That's a time to supplicate. That's a time to cry out to God. That's a time to get more determined. That's a time to square your shoulders. That's a time to cry out to God. War. In the realm of the spirit. If we could see. God has chosen things which are not, things that are not seen, to bring to naught things that are seen. It doesn't suffer us always to see it, but the hope. Why do you yet hope for that you see? Hope that is seen is not hope, not God's hope. Is carnal, limited to human reasoning. Some of us need to enlarge our prayer. You've been praying those petty prayers according to human reasoning. Just enough for my table, Lord. If you just get me through this, Lord. If you just relieve some of the pressure, Lord. You ought to be praying for the whole thing. You ought to be praying for the breakthrough. Praying for your boss to get saved. Pray for the whole job. Everybody on the job to get saved. Amen. Praying for your little neighborhood. Pray for the whole territory. Amen. Praying for your table. Pray for everybody that. Always praying for stuff that's reasonable. Human reasoning. We serve a great and mighty God. Sometimes he just will allow you to be rocked and shaken so that you'll start praying right. When they came out of the wilderness, they began to eat of the fruit of the land. The manna ceased. That right, or let me say right of entitlement, is over. Amen. Amen. The miracle of provision has ceased. Now the miracle of conquest. God says, I've given you the land. Now go and be a miracle. Amen. Tell someone, go and be a miracle. Wrought through your hands. Through your life. God wants to show himself mighty. Amen. In your behalf. Tell someone, you are his instrument. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 6 and verse number 10. Hebrews chapter 6. Verse 10 says, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have showed toward his name, in that you've ministered to the saints and do minister. We desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, 'Surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee.' And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and the oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, two unchangeable things, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters into that within the veil, wherein the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." God swore by himself. One of the immutable things is that God cannot lie. He made promise and he swore by himself, and he cannot change. He confirmed it by an oath, and therefore we have a strong consolation. Those who have fled to lay hold upon the hope, God's hope. It says here that it's an anchor, both sure and steadfast, and which enters into that within the veil. I'm minded of a picture of a soldier. See, even though the soldier, the private that's here stateside, sitting in the office on a slow day, he can kick his feet up at his desk and go to sleep and not miss a beat, not get in trouble. But I'm minded of the soldier on the front line in the jungle where it's 110 degrees and he's in full battle gear, 150 pound backpack, rifle there, knife, all his gear. Camouflage, sun beaming down, enemy all around him, standing there, amen, hidden, not able to move because the enemy's so close. If he moves, it means he's dead. Bugs, leeches crawling up his leg, biting, mosquitoes swarming, biting on him, all kind of snakes slithering. But he's standing there, a soldier, unable to move because the enemy's so close and will kill him if he moves. But you see, the one that falls asleep behind the desk has a certain grace. But he don't carry the same grace that the soldier that's on the front line. See, there's an enabling. That soldier can handle. God's not putting in his hands that he cannot handle. God's giving him a grace.
Hi, it's that time of year again. The Pour the Oil Worship Conference will be held on October 12th and 13th at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center in Fort Pierce.